At a press conference Wednesday, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak addressed some of the state's most pressing healthcare capacity problems. As KUNR's On Gray reports, the governor touched on the lack of personal protective equipment, or PPE, and he committed to slashing red tape to bolster the medical workforce.
The PPE shortages include gloves, gowns, and N95 masks, which are the ones healthcare providers use to help filter airborne particles. Sisolak said there is a scarcity of PPEs nationwide and in Nevada, but there have been a community-wide effort to alleviate the shortages, including from businesses. Kimmy Milo is a commercial video producer who lives in Reno. News about the PPE shortages alarmed her weeks ago.
That, of course, makes me nervous because it means our healthcare workers are vulnerable. And those are, you know, the people who are at the front lines of battling this. We owe them all the support we can muster. And in addition, if those people are more vulnerable to contracting COVID-19, then as a society, our ability to fight this pandemic is reduced. Those people become ill and can't stay at work. Then as that continues, we're less capable as a country.
Milo says she was galvanized into action. Since she does some woodworking at home, she already had some masks available. She looked into donating them to Renown Health. But she didn't want to stop just there. Milo is currently volunteering as the Northern Nevada Regional Coordinator for Med Supply Drive. It's a nationwide effort recently formed to help redirect unused PPEs from individuals and businesses to medical providers. Right now, she's working to get more volunteers to join her.
The next stage will be to reach out to businesses and see who has supplies to donate. And then our volunteers will also be helping to coordinate pickups and drop-offs.
She's targeting businesses like dental offices, salons, and medical spas, or anyone who might have supplies to spare, and plans to donate what she gets to any medical facilities that need them. Hospitals in the region are currently working with the community to accept donations. Renown Health also started a sanctioned health mask kit that provides materials and patterns for home sewers. The shortage of professionals is also a critical healthcare capacity issue in Nevada. To bolster the workforce, Sisolak announced a directive that cuts through bureaucracy to enable trained medical providers to join what he called the Battleborne Medical Corps.
It will allow us to quickly bring additional healthcare workers into our hospitals where we so desperately need them right now. This directive will allow certain doctors, nurses, EMTs, and even medical students to go to work right now caring for COVID-19 patients. It will allow people who have retired to come back into practice without leaping over hurdles. It will also allow professionals from other states to come here to help. It allows people with medical training from other countries to work alongside us as we fight this disease. And we will make sure we can do this without all the red tape that usually slows down these processes.
Crystal Flanagan is the chief nursing officer at St. Mary's Regional Medical Center. She has already been seeing professionals in the community stepping in to help plug the gaps.
You've got people who are kind of coming out of the woodworks, retired people, retired healthcare providers, maybe other ones that have been displaced out of their jobs. They're really kind of coming to the hospitals and wanting to step up and help the community. So as far as our capacity, I think we're going to have to take that one step at a time.
And providers already practicing have had to be flexible due to the constant changes as a result of the pandemic.
Given this pandemic, it's very different than anything we've ever been through in healthcare in the 30 years I've been here. And you're seeing people change their focus, your primary care providers, your urgent care providers, really stepping up and stepping in to be able to help with this surge.
Flanagan says the biggest contribution the public can make right now is to social distance. Sisolak reiterated that message, urging Nevadans to stay home. To mitigate the spread of COVID-19, Sisolak has issued a stay-at-home declaration, which extends the shutdown of non-essential businesses, schools, and casinos until the end of the month. On Gray for KUNR News.
This report was produced by the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.